Now, sometime last year in December, I think it was November, December, we had a conversation right here on Hello Port Harcourt. And, you know, people, we asked the question, you know, if people are encouraged to, you know, report, why don't communities and individuals report, you know, signs of illegal activities? And a few people who responded that day said, but whom do they report to? Is it the security forces, whether it's the police, whether it's the military, who they see, you know, escorting some of these products? Is it those people that you want them to report to and maybe nothing is done? Well, if you've been paying attention, and I'm sure some of you have, you know, Andrew just had a conversation about this, you know, talking about the governor's New Year message. And just in case you missed it, this is what the governor said.
Let me also reiterate, we are as overly concerned as the public over the black suit environmental disaster that's continued to envelop Port Harcourt and affecting residents quite some time. Consequently, I've directed the chairman of Port Harcourt City Local Government Council to go after all the illegal crude oil refining sites along Creek Road and all adjoining areas of the Port Harcourt City and shut them down. Furthermore, all local government chairmen are directed to work with community leaders to locate and identify those behind all illegal bunkering and crude oil refining sites in their localities and report to my office for further action. Once again, we express our sympathies to the victims of the recent fire incidences in the state, especially those who lost loved ones and vulnerable property.
So people who lost loved ones and valuable property, the government is concerned. Governor Wike says he's concerned, and now he's charged. This is interesting. He's charged the local government chairman in all the areas. In all the areas. So, 12 months or so, not much was done. January 1st. All right, this is where we are going to, as it were, start off. Let us get the local government chairman. Some local government chairman that, you know, they say their hands are tied. That Wike himself said his hands were tied. What exactly is going on? But wait, it gets even interesting. All right, now, the governor is taking this route despite calls to the federal and those calls not being answered.
So we must do everything to make the governor be committed in his...
Sorry, apologize. Let me start. That's the wrong one. We can be doing that in 2022. There it is. Aha. There it is.
As a state government, we have drawn the attention of the federal government to this problem and requested for its intervention to stop the activities of illegal bunkering and artisanal crude oil refineries, which have been identified as the main sources of the soot pandemic. Fortunately, the federal government has remained inexplicably silent over a request and even complicit to a large extent with security agencies actively aiding, encouraging, and protecting the artisanal refineries to continue with their harmful activities unabated.
All right, so now it seems as though we need to, as it were, have this conversation on two fronts. One on the local government areas, and then on the federal response over the past few months. The governor says the federal government has done nothing. Remember when he said maybe the federal government should see these actions as treasonable offenses? And a lot of people are like, yes, maybe that's what will help. But now the Buhari government and many of their officials are not residents in Port Harcourt. So a lot of people need to find a way to send this message and messages across to them, right? That's what we should do. So now, in the tackling of the suit, my question is this. Now that the state governor and the state government has now vocally laid the gauntlet down, now that the state government has laid the gauntlet down, are you willing to match the state governor and the state government and help fight artisanal refinery by reporting, by giving details? And for us to start this, I am going to put my hand out just so that, you know, we can validate some of the stories that we've heard. This morning, 7:38 this morning, all right, on my way to work, 7:38 this morning on my way to work, I saw a white Hilux van, a white Hilux truck, all right, with some stripe markings, and there were some things in the bed of the truck. And then the keke rider who was about to take us said, "See them," he said in the Igbo, "Say see them, not them, not them, not them." And then I got down and I peered in. And true to what we've been hearing in recent weeks, that these days the artisanal refiners do not carry their products in jerry cans, which one would think is safer. They don't carry in jerry cans, but they now put it in sack bags. The bags that you used to carry, granuts, right? Those nylon bags. They now put them in there, put them in sack bags, right? Double it up. And this bed was full of these products. And then I also observed that there were two gentlemen dressed in military fatigues at the back. There was a driver, he was moving, and then they got out at Cornerstone Junction and they went against the traffic. Not quite sure where they were going to, but this I saw this morning, and this, in all honesty, probably gives credence to what many Rivers people have been commenting on. Even the state governor, who said that some of the military men, some of the military officials and soldiers have been protecting, aiding and abetting these individuals. So, on this Pokey station this morning, we ask, once again, now that the state governor has laid the gauntlet down and said, we are not going to be, going after these individuals, are you going to support them? Councillors, chairmen, leaders of thought in your local government, citizens of Port Harcourt and River State, and most importantly, those who have the power, those who have the ears and the telephone numbers of the federal authorities. Maybe it's time they got to hear and see us. And then 0817-923-0009. That is the female caller number. I'll take the numbers again, please. 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0003 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. We're talking about tackling the suits this morning, and the question is, now that the state government has said we are going to be chasing them, now the governor has given charges to all 23 local government chairmen to be on their guard, starting right here at the Port Harcourt City local government. Made mention of where they say that they bring some of these things to chase them away. Are you going to be in support? 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Jude. I'm on your mama again.
Good morning to you.
It's very good. I'm calling you from Ada Judge, close to the governor's house. Jude, let's be factual. Yeah, the River State Governor. Not serious.
What? How can you say Governor Yesu Wike is not serious?
Abi, now wait a break. Dude, we've been battling with this suit for the past 5 years. The governor has less than 2 years to spend in office as a governor. Is it now that he wants to tackle the suit? Something we've been battling for 5 years? Dude, let's be factual here now. Who reason as man to man? Forget it, the journalist. The government is not serious at all. Nothing will happen. Nothing,
really? So you have the opinion that now that the governor and the government have now been vocal, right, very clearly so, that they want the councillors and everybody involved to start to fight against these things. You are saying...
Don't mind them. They are lying.
Really?
Fake. I don't believe that. Fake. Something we've been battling for 5 good years. It's not that he has less than 2 years. I want to fake.
Interesting. 9-3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yes, I'm Xavier Bishiri. I'm coming from the moment.
Good morning, Xavier.
Yes, I think the governor of River State is in a right direction. The governor cannot be everywhere and cannot know everything that's happening in all the news and channels of the state. Mm-hmm. That is why we have the local government chairman in all the local government, the traditional rulers, and the youth council. And I can remember some months ago, here in Eleme, when this current local government chairman of Eleme came on board, the youth were mobilized in partnership with the police here in Eleme, and they raided all the criminals, most of the criminal hideouts in Eleme there. Some suspects were arrested, everything recovered and transferred to police headquarters.
Mm.
So I think the local government chairman, each of the local government, can liaise with the youth council to identify these places and call in the police. The local government chairman is the chief security officer of the local government. I'm very, very correct on that. So we can partner with the police or any other security agencies in their domain. There are some people, we have military, we have police, partner with them, partner with the youth, everybody, together, together and go into the place and do the meeting. Where they cannot go, they send report to the governor, and the governor will know what to do at the center. So I think it's in the right direction.
All right, thank you very much. Number three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Mrs. Susie, and I'm calling you from a church.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes. Talking about the direction of Governor Wike to, is it a church council bosses?
No, not all the council bosses, not just...
The news this morning says Governor Wike directs local government chairman to go after illegal refineries in their various local government.
Mm.
And overheard some people calling in the morning condemning tort directives. Some people were even blaming the governor and saying the directive came very late.
Okay.
See, with what some people said is assuming that they are one of the bunkers. Now we were complaining about the food. Dude, when you wake up in the morning, you will see that nobody is saving this state. When you breathe in food. When you breathe out food. When you clap with food. When you bet with food. It is all around food in Port Harcourt. And now the governor came up to direct all the local government chairmen to ensure, are you telling me or are they telling me that the local government chairman does not receive security votes in their various local governments? Are they saying that the governor should have also gone to various local governments and community testing those who engage in bunker activities?
Okay, so wait, hold on.
For crying out loud,
hold on.
That knows the villages and communities and towns in their various local governments. And governor directing them to go after those engaging in those illegal revival is the right direction.
Okay, so the question...
When governor
well,
says silent,
hold on,
they say, hey, Uche is not saying anything.
Hello, Uche Ken.
Now governor has come up...
Hello,
and
Uche Ken. Hello. Yes, the question that we're focusing on is, now that the governor has done so, do you think that there's going to be cooperation from those who are in the area, from people like you, from people who are living in the villages, from people who are on the street? Will they now believe that now the government is now ready to help them? Remember, the problem last year was that people are shouting, government is not doing anything. Now the governor said, hey, all the councillors do this. Now that there's a directive, do you think the people in the communities now have the boldness to now report and say, we now know where they are, now that governor said they should be chasing them? Do you think that's what's going to happen? That's what we're focusing on.
Yes. There is solution in every problem. Before I answer your question, I want to tell us that even before the issue of suit in Port Harcourt, there has been high rate of criminality in the state. There has been high rate of kidnapping in the state. But still, when one thief goes to thief, even if you met a governor. So now that the governor has directed, there should have been compliance, yes, of course.
Mm.
What I'm trying to put in this state is that...
Okay, all right. If you can, do call us when you can. That's Uche Ken, calling from HA 923.
Good morning, dude.
Good morning. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Definitely, the governor has taken a right decision.
Mm.
In my own community, we know them.
Okay. So do you think that the committee members will report them now?
Yes. If they create an avenue for them to be report these people, they will.
It's been crazy.
We know them. You don't even need to report. They know them. They know them. I'm calling you from Boni. We know them. We know them. They arrest exclusive houses, expensive houses. We know them. They should stop pretending. We know them. What do you think of a country that is running their economy on fuel? For God's sake, how can you run the economy of a country on reserve? What is wrong with that? You can't run anywhere.
All right. We'll go for a break. When we come back, the directive is clear, loud, for many people. The question now is, will there be compliance? Right here on Nigeria 3, Nigeria Info's Hello Port Harcourt.
Hello Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Welcome once again to the very first show of 2022. And we are starting with our foot right on the pedal, on the back burner from last year. And it's now literally the number one conversation in River State. It is the suit. Over the Christmas holidays, it was not abating. In fact, I think on Christmas Day, we had the highest level of pollution that we had for about 3 weeks prior to that particular day. Yes, on Christmas Day, the air quality index on that day was not great at all. And as always, every time when we come here, you're going to get to find out what the air quality index is for that day, and we are not going to fail to do that yet again today. But now the governor Yusuf Wike has said, hey, all councillors, please, you need to step up. And we are very worried about the situation of the suit. We are now charging you with the responsibility to fish those people out and send them away from our community so we can stop this very terrible scenario. Just in case you missed that or you just joined us for the first time, this is what the governor said in his New Year address.
Let me also reiterate, we are as overly concerned as the public over the black suit environmental disaster that has continued to envelop Port Harcourt and upsetting residents quite some time. Consequently, after that, the chairman of Port Harcourt City Local Government Council go after all the illegal crude oil refining sites along Creek Road and all adjoining areas of the Port Harcourt City and shut them down. Furthermore, all local government chairmen are directed to work with community leaders to locate and identify those behind all illegal bunkering and crude oil refining sites in their localities and report to my office for further action. Once again, we express our sympathies to the victims of the recent fire incidences in the state, especially those who lost loved ones and vulnerable property.
Last year, we had a lot of fires here in Port Harcourt. A few lives were lost as well. So there you had it. The governor says, hey, look, we can't continue to do this. We can't ignore it. So you're charged. Those who should be custodians to do their job, apparently. But some are saying this should have come much earlier. But the governor says, well, his hands are tied. He's been reaching out to the federal government. They've not done anything. So do you blame the governor, or is it coming a little too late? Is it too little too late? Or whether it's late or not, we need to step up. where exactly do you stand in this conversation? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. My name is Omame Bejude. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. On Facebook, facebook.com, that's where you'll find us. Owelechinedu says, we await actions being matched with the words of the governor. Until then, the River State government seems not sincere with the fight against the suit. I wouldn't believe that this government will fight suit until I see actions and not words. Henry Smith says, Governor Wike should try and stop the suit in River State. I just traveled outside River State just to breathe very well. Interesting. Orwell says, people know where these boys operate from. The councillors and local government chairmen know them. These people are not hidden. They all live around us. Says, Jude, please travel from Choba to Mbiama. They are everywhere on both sides of the road. Wow. That's how terrible it is now. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Yeah, I think the governor is quite serious with this issue of fighting and stopping coal fire and illegal petroleum refinery and all of that. You know, this is an election year, and government at all levels are very serious now. Their policies, their programs, in order to better conscientize the people and prioritize things ahead of 2023 elections. But my advice to the governor is that the governor should also, as part of the efforts to match words with action, provide all the tools and the materials that would help to facilitate these assignments. If you say the global government and the community leaders should to report cases of illegal refining of petroleum products, you should also provide what they need, the tools they need to carry out this work. It's very important. And then in the area of creation of employment, the governor should also think in that direction. Attract more investment so that these youth, when they leave this bonfire, they will have something else to fall back to. Thank you very much.
9.3. Oh, sorry about that. That call did not come through, unfortunately. Michael Ongundari says the idea to stop the suits might not work because most of the local government chairmen are involved in the act. But now that the governor's, but now with the governor's directive, it will only reduce for a moment, Michael says. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning, please.
Good morning. Happy day.
Well, I've been here to
There's something I want to say. I had to think deep before I said, let me see this thing. You know this suit thing? These boys, like I heard at one of your programs, the guy said they are ready to die with their life, but they don't have any other thing to do. This is what they survive with. Now, we know that Nigeria, we create wealth through our crude oil, and we have enough money. If they don't tackle this thing now, very soon these boys will acquire more wealth to themselves, to the point that the Federation cannot even stand them. They will have power to bring down any government of their choice. Why am I saying this? Before the Christmas, before the New Year, you heard about the refinery being burned, something was burning down. These boys can even also frustrate anything that has to do with refinery in this area. They can cause one thing, pay somebody huge amount of money to bring down to frustrate the government so that the government cannot be independent of any other thing to refine on their own. Because once the government starts refining, it will affect them. So they can also frustrate those areas by sending people to burn down those areas, like as we heard last week before the New Year. That's what happened. It's just like the government say they want to stop the generator. But those who sell generators and electrical distance are frustrating them. So this will also happen. We don't know where we're going to. If we don't tackle this thing now, these boys will form a great power to themselves with enough wealth to frustrate anything I want to stop them from making, because they've seen money already.
So the question is, now that there's a directive to directly chase them out, would you and those in your community, wherever you're living in right now, would you be willing to report and finger point them that this is where they are and that the government should come and as it were remove them from those areas? Would you be willing?
Yes, of course. Let me tell you the truth. If you notice, everything lies with the governor. Security information lies with the governor. You know, before the election, before this is last election, you will hear him bring out some information, even from Asorok. Even from Asorok, he would say it on the radio, accusing whoever he's accusing. How did he get those information? He paid because those things are affecting him directly. Do you understand? But he has also forgotten that this same suit, except his children are not in this state, or the wife is not also here. If not, he has the right, every power, the way he, when anything has to do with Odile's wife, he fights it. Anything that concerns him, you see him go to the end to fight it, even to the federal government. The governor has that same power to stop this thing. It has to do with him. Every information he needs to bring these boys down lies with him.
All right, so the governor has the power. 9.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Promise. Please, I'm calling from Ogoloma Kingdom.
Good morning, Promise.
In the Krika local government area.
Welcome, please.
Yeah, concerning to security vote and startup telling us that they should be able to tell the federal government to prove the governor. I think maybe it's the constitutional.
We're talking about the suit. Promise, we're talking about the suit. I don't know where you got your stories from, but we're talking about the suit, please. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, Happy New Year, my brother.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, my name is Brett. I'm calling from Onen.
Thank you for calling, please.
Yeah, Jude, I support the governor's call. By the way, I have some people condemning that he's coming late.
Late, yes.
We are battling these issues for more than, somebody says for 5 years, for more than, full fire. I've been in this state for a long time.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I and our chairman and our councillors, our villages, we know those sponsoring and doing this bunkering. If I ask, governor, did his own part, provide a motor, provide fuel, provide everything for our security agents, to go after these boys, instead of them to join them, instead of them to fight them, they join them. Jude, come to Onen. You see how these people involved in bunkering. Huh? I remember last time, Chief the Lord was on radio station, that he bought a vehicle, he sent vehicle to police and the fuel to go after all those boys. After some time, he came out that the police have joined the boys. So, what do you expect the governor to do? What do you want the government to do? And that is why government came out now and give the directive to all the councillors and the chairman, all the local government, to fish out those that is behind all these bunkers. All of us, we are from villages, and we know them, they are doing it. It's for we to report them and government come after them. If you call for our security agents, they have fed up in this state. They refuse to fight what they're supposed to fight. Instead of that, they join in doing the business. All of them are benefiting. They're making money there. If you see them early morning, when we're going at early morning, you see them escorting many cars, truck with nylon. The package is in nylon. They're not putting jerrycan anymore.
I don't know why.
You see big quota loaded with the crude inside with nylon. So what I will say is, the government have done their part. It's we the individual to support them and to make sure that we expose those doing this mockery.
So are you
for we to be safe?
Do you think your community is willing to expose them?
Yes. Because all of us are suffering it.
All right. His community is willing to expose them. And it's interesting that I'm getting to hear a lot of corroboration from what I saw today in bags, which might seem, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, those of you who ever had the opportunity to have some form of HSC training, that's dangerous, isn't it? You're meant to put these products in jerry cans that have higher heat resistance, not nylon bags. But hey, I don't know. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, please. Klebowski calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, I just want to, you know, put in some, the kind of advice into these things. You know, we, you know, we quickly forget things, you know. I remember about 4-5 years ago, when the federal government, you know, was about to stop this suit by using the Air Force. And in this state, they start, you know, complaining that the federal government is attacking them, trying to kill their youth, damage their farm and all the rest. And that is only the source that can stop this suit. All this one they are telling a local government chairman, a councilor, blah, blah, blah. It can't work. It's not by giving a police van and praying for them to go and be arresting people that buy from the refinery. If you want to tackle this issue, it's to deal with the refinery itself. That is the root. Not by arresting people who are buying fuel with nylon.
One of the complaints was that those measures, when you burn down those illegal dump sites, was also causing more pollution, because when you burn them, you still release harmful substances into the air. So there has to be a better way to do it.
Good. We can only suffer that one for a while. Because I'm telling you that if federal government, if governor can go and meet the federal government and liaise with them, that is what they want for him. He is the chief security officer in the state. His own is to go to federal government, meet them that this is what he needs. Because federal government cannot come here and start attacking without invitation. So now we will not experience that suit for a while. Yes, maybe within 3 months, and everything will stop. Because when you block those refinery, everything will stop.
But the
police bike to go and arrest people who are using lineup. It cannot work that way. Governor knows, he knows the truth. Local government cannot fight it. All these people are calling that they will report. Who will you report? Report who? Is it to report somebody who is buying from Jerican and be telling? Nobody will report. I'm just telling the truth. They all know. They know the source of everything. You know, corruption is very sweet. Even if you send police to there, you send army to there, they will press them with money. So only way to fight this thing is by using Air Force. It's as simple as blast it. All of us will suffer it for 1 month or 2 months and we'll rest.
Interesting. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, good. I heard that.
Good morning. Who's this, please?
This is Uchekan. I'm calling from the city.
Okay, good morning.
Yeah. Good. As far as I am concerned, the directives of the governor to the council bosses and the councillors are in the right direction. We cannot judge by saying it is coming a bit late or it is late already. What matters is governor has given directly what we are expecting from the base whom this necessity has been labeled upon to carry out their duties effectively is to come up with a result. And for the first time, I want to tell His Excellency that his directives to the local government people might not be achieved greatly without getting involved with security operatives. Dude, I was at Igruta day before yesterday, at Igruta Market Junction. I stood there and I saw security operatives, army in that matter. They were stopping all vehicles moving by, and everybody stood attention. About 10 helos is packed, and we thought the overall order was coming. We do know these people ended up escorting all fire. About 10 Katankas carrying old fire. I am telling you of
of soldiers, army people in the army. Now, let me ask a question. If councillors were giving an directive to kick out those who are doing this illegal activity, do you think when they see army people or soldiers escorting to fire, they have all it takes to stop them? The answer is objectively.
Hello? Oh, dear. All right, that line not particularly clear, but I think the crux of our conversation is very much understood. So, once again, the military, some members of the military have been finger-pointed as being compromised, complicit in this action and what's making them thrive. Let's get to WhatsApp now and read comments on the WhatsApp platform. Jude, good morning. The solution to the switch is so easy. We fear juju more than God in Nigeria. Let the traditional rulers place a curse on anyone that does illegal refining. It will stop today. That's Dada from Umbule. Interesting. Jude, the governor is just waking up to what he should have done years ago about this evil health dilapidating practice of illegal refineries. If he had issued this order earlier on, many people would not have been infected with pulmonary health challenges that may have caused many deaths. Instead, he was busy playing politics with the issue and attacking the federal government. Hope he follows up on his order. Joe. Good morning, Jude. I think Onobike is right in directing the local government chairman and the various communities to locate, identify, and eradicate the illegal refineries in their spaces. Jude, it is only the local communities that can eradicate this menace. I saw this happening in the community in Abia State, and it worked. It now depends on the communities to comply. That's Johnson there. Onobike is serious. He knows what to do. This suit is becoming something else. Shorten the lifespan of health and the health of citizens. Let him go after them. Ezekiel with that comment. Happy New Year to you, Jude. The former governor, Rotimi Amaechi, knew this and tackled it by providing employment. Governor Wike should do this and see the results. The people need employment. And if he does this, believe me, it will solve the problem. Aloy in Port Harcourt. Fellow River State people, the rich wants to kill all of us. Illegal refining is not a poor man's job. I heard that some of the local government chairmen are involved. If I'm lying, go to MOR and ask. Interesting. Manager by three. Hello, Port Harcourt. Final call.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Through the instrumentality of the governor of River State, a pilot project was set up to fight this particular menace. MOA local government was a pilot project. And a regular caller on your radio station was used to be the head of that task force. Nobody has mentioned that. Rather, we are criticizing the government. You are coming too late. You are not doing this. The government waited for the federal government. The federal government was only interested in protecting their own facilities and not the environment of River State. Now the governor of River State found out that the pilot project he started at MOA to deal with this issue of sewage was indeed a success. He now spread it around the 23 local governments. Can we to give the governor a thumbs up and observe how it will work? We are condemning him.
Hold on. But we have just about a minute. But don't the people who have been critical of the government's actions have a fair say? Because children have been falling ill. Parents these days are crying, looking at their children suffer for no cause of their own. And there's been a government in charge for a while. Don't you think they have a right to, as it were, express their grievance? I'm sorry. That line not particularly clear. The last few seconds, couldn't get to hear from you. But yes, it's a very clear and present danger that the Rivers people are facing right now. Too late or not, the question now is, would this directive be complied? Would you see successes. I saw a van today for the first time. I have to be very honest. I've never seen this before. But for the first time, I got to see a truck with products in nylon bags. And there were two men dressed in military fatigues at the back seats. Make of it what you will.